International news now, and this morning the head of Russia's Belgorod region declared a state of emergency, saying the situation is extremely difficult due to a week-long and advancing invasion by Ukrainian forces. Over 120,000 people have now been evacuated from the wider Kursk region. Steve Rosenberg joins us now, Russia editor for BBC News in Moscow. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Are there signs Vladimir Putin is getting to grips with this surprise invasion? We heard earlier from Dan Saba, security editor with the Guardian newspaper, who characterised it all as a bit chaotic.
Yeah, there are no signs yet that the Kremlin has got to grips with this. This is, what, day nine of the Ukrainian incursion. It's very difficult to know what the current situation is down there, how many villages Ukrainian forces have seized, how many reinforcements the Russians have moved into to the region. But what is clear, I think, is that the Russian authorities are struggling to get a grip of this. They have not restored control in this part of southern Russia. And that is quite embarrassing for the Kremlin. You know, cast your mind back 2.5 years to when Vladimir Putin launched what he still calls the special military operation, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. This was an operation that was supposed to last a few days, a few weeks maximum. The Kremlin thought that it would take a short time for Russia to force Ukraine basically back into Moscow's orbit. That hasn't happened. And fast forward 2.5 years, and you now have Ukrainian soldiers in southern Russia seizing territory.
It seems from afar that there isn't any challenge to the authority of Vladimir Putin inside the Kremlin. But has the first invasion of Russia since World War II effectively dented his authority in a significant way?
It's a really interesting question, and it's a key question, particularly in relation to public opinion. What do Russians think about the fact that, you know, for the first time in more than 80 years, foreign fighters are fighting on Russian soil and seizing territory? I would have expected, you know, considering that this is a country that is constantly being reminded by those in power here of the horrors of World War II and the horrors of invasion, because the memory of the Second World War kind of dominates the national psyche, I would have expected people to be shocked to the core. But, you know, we went onto the streets of Moscow early this week to chat to people. And instead of a sense of shock, there was more a feeling of resignation, really. People have witnessed so many dramatic events over the last 2.5 years that this is the latest drama in a whole string of dramas. You know, their country invaded Ukraine 2.5 years ago. People have seen partial mobilization being called by the Kremlin. People remember last year the Wagner mutiny, armed mercenaries marching on Moscow, and now you have Ukrainian soldiers seizing territory. And there is a feeling of resignation, particularly because the feeling I got was people feel that they cannot influence the situation. So a lot of people are just waiting to see how things pan out.
I mean, you're based in Moscow. How capable are you of gauging what Russians are thinking when obviously media is so tightly controlled, so you're not necessarily hearing it, and maybe people are concerned about speaking openly to you?
There is a degree of that, of course. And, you know, we wouldn't now go up to people with cameras and say, do you support the war or are you against the war? Because that could put people in danger. But there are a whole range of questions you can ask people around the subject to get a sense of what people are thinking. And I think, you know, the question I'm often asked here is, do Russians actually want peace? Is there a sea change now in public opinion? And I think Russians do want peace. I think there is a fatigue with this war. I think there'd be a huge collective sigh of relief across Russia, you know, if this war ended tomorrow. But there are many people here in Russia who do not want peace if peace means the defeat of Russia. That idea frightens people. In other words, a lot of people here who want peace on Russia's terms. That is the message which is pumped out constantly in the state media here. But also, there are lots of Russians who would like to pretend that the last 2.5 years never happened, go to sleep and just wake up in pre-war Russia. Well, that, of course, is not going to happen.
Steve Rosenberg, Russia editor for BBC News in Moscow. Thank you very much for joining us.